Bonsoir, Jenna Suru pour la radio du cinéma. J'ai l'honneur d'accueillir Daria au micro dans un lieu tout à fait exceptionnel, la Villa de Rennes Danse, l'un des festivals qualifiés non seulement pour les Oscars, mais aussi pour les BAFTA et aussi pour les équivalents des Oscars au Canada. Bonsoir Daria, vous avez eu votre projection aujourd'hui de votre film. Vous êtes satisfaite, vous êtes heureuse. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me and bonsoir.
Congratulations on a successful screening. Obviously, you are connected to the United Kingdom, where Rennes has its roots, because of this amazing experience that you have. Can you describe a little bit why the industry in general, you know, the European industry in particular, matters to you, and what did this work you did with the casting directors and actors mean so much to you today?
It's very, very important because 5 years ago I've been in London for a film festival, and there were special events organized by Casting Bridge community, and there were a lot of casting directors like Carol Dudley, or he casted Santa Barbara, well-known series, and she gave a lot of advices for actors in a good way. They changed my life, and since then we see what we have. It's very nice, yeah. I'm in such point where am I. And yeah, it's important to build up in Europe for me, because I moved to the Netherlands 6 years ago and started from the beginning because of the language, because of the new life completely, so yes.
Why, in your eyes, does independent cinema and international cinema mean so much to be screening at Cannes, especially in this amazing edition, 2024 Festival du Film?
I'm so impressed by premiere where I'm just arriving from, Limon of the Ballet of Kirill Serebrennikov, where I had a part. So I can talk only about this film, you know. It's difficult to tell about independent cinema or international cinema in general, because I'm so overwhelmed by this particular art piece. But if we talk about cinema in a bigger perspective, I should say that it's art can't change lives, but it can give the feeling where we should give more attention.
Attention is the word, especially this year, isn't it?
Sorry, one more time?
Attention is the word, especially in 2024.
Yes, it's important to be attentive to people around you. It's important to be attentive to things which are happening in each country. It's important to be attentive to and sensitive also, you know, like sensitive to another.
Don't we love cinema also for their character? What does character mean to you on the screen, but also in general, in the industry and in life?
As for actor, you mean what character means for me, or?
I'm assuming that in France we'll live for character. I wouldn't be surprised it would be the same worldwide. How much does a character can change people's perspective, especially the audience?
My character in film, you mean?
Yes.
In the film of Limonov?
Well, as an example.
In this particular film, performance of Ben Whishaw is incredible. It's overwhelming. It's the high level of masterpiece, I should say. He really did this work very well. And if we're talking about my part, I think I set up the fire in hearts of many people by my entrance in sequence about New York life of Limonov when he moved from Soviet country to America. And there I open this sequence with another actor, and it gives completely new twist in this movie. And I love it because I love to enter different concerts and enter some sequences. You know, I have such in my career back then on TV, television show All Together Now for Dutch TV. I also should open the show, you know, on TV for a million public. So I had it a lot in my career before. So that felt today like, oh, I'm on right place, I'm on right time, and it feels really good.
Randance Film Festival and the Randance Film School, which also brings a lot of students here, accredited to the Cannes Film Festival, typically supports and champions independent cinema. How much does independence mean to you as an actress?
It means for me a lot. When I moved in 2018 to the Netherlands, I started to create new identity, because beforehand I was busy with another career type, like in theater bubble, you know, you're working in theater and it's something different than working in the cinema and in the industry. I also been in another country and it's also was different chapter of my personal life. When I arrived to Europe, I really started to create a new personality. And independence means for me very much, because I really want to be a strong woman, example for my daughter. I really want to support women in front of the screen and behind the screen. And this is my mission with my own company, Zoofilm, which I opened in the Netherlands. So I really support women, and I also, while my pregnancy, I wrote a music album, The Power of a Woman, and as music artist I have the name Daria Zu, and this album explores the journey from girl, really like good girl, like girls just want to have fun, you know, like from this cover starts this album. And it finishes with lullaby to my daughter, and it's completely different sounding and completely a different person sings this song. So the power of a woman, this is my mission. The power of a woman is like my inner feeling, you know, that I create and generate my own power in a good, gentle way, because women has totally different power than men. And I really spread this with other colleagues, fellow girls, actresses, and so on. And I really want to help other women to be independent as well.
Empowering females, is it also the role of cinema?
Oh, it's an interesting question. The role of the cinema is to give some other perspective, give inspiration, learn somehow, show the other universes, other worlds, other countries, other way of living mindsets. So I think this is the answer more. And empowering, yeah, it depends how person or public is ready to be empowered, you know? It depends not only of masterpiece on the screen, or film on the screen, yeah? It depends also on the person who is watching this.
And also produce or co-produce with other countries sometimes?
Yes, I'm discussing now projects with Canal Plus International and different, yes, I really love to work with different countries. I also love to be a bridge between countries because I speak different languages and I love people. I love to communicate with them. I love to talk with people. I love to travel more than 25 countries. So it resonates with my values in life. And there are a lot of projects I'm developing right now.
Congratulations on the success of Limonov screening here at Cannes, and best of luck with the rest of the festival here.
Thank you, Jenna. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
C'était pour la radio du cinéma.